morning, everyone. Good afternoon. Good evening. I'm Kasumi. I'm one of the team to come up here and lead Nectar the Path practice. So I know you've been practicing with Lucas and Kunsan this year so far. And today I'll be here to lead the practice. So we'll be here together going through the liturgy of Nectar the Path for about half an hour or so. And with that, perhaps today's theme would be how we can alternate between contemplation, imagination, and the resting. So I will gently guide through Nectar the Path practice, and I will remind you to kind of go between alternating between resting type of practice and also contemplation, imagination, visualization. So of course, you can be on your own pace as well. Anything is really welcome. All I do is, you can keep it as optional for your practice this morning. So let's dive in. So I'll be sharing my screen here, and of course, you can have your own chant book or the Nectar the Path text in front of you. Okay, and for refuge and bodhicitta and four immeasurables, we'll say once in Tibetan, once in English due to the time limitation. So let's have hands together if you like. Refuge and bodhicitta. Sangye judan tsoki chonam la. Janju badu dani kyapsuchi dagi jin so ki pe so nam gi rola penche sange rupa sho. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds lead to Buddhahood for the welfare of all beings. The Four Immeasurables. Sem chen tam che deva dan deve gyudan den par gyuchik. Dunel dan dunel gi gyudan wa gyuchik. Dunel me pe dewa dan pa dan mi dwal wa gyuchik. Neren cha dan ni dan dwa we. Danyom chenpo la ne bargyuchi. May all sentient beings have happiness in its causes. May they be free from suffering in its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss, free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. The four thoughts. Begin by cultivating a sense of delight in the qualities of the freedoms and riches. Mi lu yon ten du me da ni chen in pa she ne ga tro je rang. Seeing its many wonderful qualities, I rejoice and delight in this human life. So, contemplating on the meaning of these two lines. Here, the essence of the practice is to appreciate what you already have. that includes the fact that you woke up, being alive, having the circumstances to be able to gather together and practice the Dhamma. And take a moment to reflect on what you already have and appreciate. And rest. Perhaps you have the inspiration to be here. Or maybe you had something challenging happen in your life that brought you here. But your inner compass drove you to join this session and continue to study and work with your mind. You can rejoice. And when you're ready, you can rest. Next, contemplate the impermanent nature of phenomena. No namida gyatso lapji jen, ganjun dandu lante Like waves in the ocean, all things are impermanent. I will accept whatever happens and make him my friend. And reflecting on the changing nature of reality. Take a moment to observe how your body, your thoughts, the whole universe are constantly changing. You can even take your breath as an example and see how it is. Even this human life and this opportunity to practice the Dharma, we never know when it ends. Once you reflect on the changing nature of reality, simply rest. Contemplate the interdependence of causes and conditions. Gyuken zomna drebu nemin pe lekso jempen lela ganube. When causes and conditions come together, a result is sure to follow. So I will do my best to help others and engage in positive deeds. Contemplate how all are related. Your mind, your actions, temperature, the environment, the universe. Notice whatever is happening in your mind and body impact on each other. Time to time, allow yourself to rest. Reflecting on what happens in your body and mind, impact on the outside world, you can aspire that you have the wholesome motivation to help others as best as you can. Contemplate the dreamlike quality of the suffering of samsara. Drove Rangi Drolwaja. The suffering of beings is mainly produced by the mind. I must free myself from my self-created bonds. to reflect on the meaning of these words. Recognize most of our own suffering is self-created. Recognize expectations, assumptions. At times, we exaggerate or oversimplify. Our expectations rarely meet what happens in life. Simply acknowledge that. When our expectations don't meet the reality, we suffer, we struggle. And yet, because it's self-created, the freedom is in our hands. And connect with the feeling of wanting to be free from the suffering of samsara. The renunciation and rest. Refuge in bodhicitta. Bring to mind the three jewels, the guides who will free you from the ocean of samsara's suffering. Milu tengi kyapne koncho som dakso tompa lamdan drozo chi. Three jewels, undeceiving and everlasting sources of refuge. Please be the guide, the path, and companions for myself and all beings. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Dondam kyabne ranla zopate. Semni deshek nimpo ye sangge. The ultimate refuge is perfectly complete within me. For my mind is Buddha nature, enlightened from the very start. And as you contemplate the meaning of these words, simply rest in your own Buddha nature. As Rinpoche reminds us, it's already pure, complete, and wholesome, and rest. Next, meditate on loving kindness and compassion by thinking of all the infinite number of beings as members of your own family, recognizing that they share your wish to be happy and free from suffering. Yonsu kya pedro nam nin reje. I feel compassion for all the beings who, like me, want to be happy and free from suffering. Simply acknowledge that with no exception, we all wish to be happy and free from suffering, including yourselves, your loved ones, those we don't know. Those who are challenging in our lives, and those all beings known to us and unknown to us. Generate bodhicitta, thinking to yourself, I will practice on a path to bring all the infinite number of beings to the state of Buddhahood. Gopan la jupaja. To bring all beings to the state of omniscient Buddhahood, I will now practice the path. Guru Yoga. In a space before you, Imagine your own guru in the form of Vajradhara or whichever Buddha inspires you. Lame nobo sangye gundanyam lakpadak lakadrin chewaken. Think of me, O Guru. In essence, you are equal to all the Buddhas, but in the kindness you have shown me, you are even greater. Lama geno, Lama geno, Lama geno, Lama geno, Lama geno. Lama geno, Lama geno, Lama geno, Lama geno, Lama geno, Lama geno. Imagine that a guru melts into light and dissolves into you, your minds merging indivisibly. Tondam ranyan lame no wozo, lobme ranjin sangye gundanyam. Ultimately, I am the same as the guru in essence. For the nature of the student is the same as that of all the Buddhas. As you imagine the meanings of these words, and imagine how the guru melts into light and dissolves into you, simply rest. In its essence. To conclude, let the mind rest naturally without meditating yet undistracted in a state in which you, the Guru, and the Buddhas are indivisible in essence. Maintain the flow of the mind's true nature, ordinary just as it is. Randan lama sangye kungi tu yeme maju rangba nyume shi mayen vigom tome rangama Rigparani rangi ganu del. My mind inseparable from the minds of the Guru and all the Buddhas. I rest naturally without fabrication in my basic nature, not meditating and not distracted in uncontrived ordinariness. Awareness relaxes into itself. However you are right now, simply rest. There's nothing to do. There's no need to improve your meditation. There's no need to block anything. However you are, it's perfectly fine. Simply let your mind rest as it is. Dedication with the Buddha, so the three times and ten directions. Along with their offspring as your witnesses, dedicate the virtue to the welfare of others. Dagi dusum sape gezo dan yeldan jansen rove gekundam jita sange seche no pajin. Gakyab jokun tende topchino. I dedicate all the virtue I have gathered throughout the three times, along with the virtue of the victorious ones, the bodhisattvas, and all beings, following in the footsteps of the Buddhas and their heirs, to the lasting happiness of all the infinite number of beings. So nan di tam che ze pa ni do nye ne be dra na pam je ne ke ga na chi pa la chu pa i si pe zo le do wa do wa sho. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. Thank you so much for all of you to be here and all those who are listening to the recordings. If you like, you can turn, unmute yourself and then say hello and bye to your friends, fellow practitioners. Thank you, everyone. Have a
Thank
wonderful
you.
year.
Thank
Thank you so
you.
much,
Thank you.
Kasumian. To
Thank
you
you. Thank you,
all. Bye,
everyone.
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank you,
you. Bye
Kasumi.
bye. See you
Thank you,
soon.
everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you,
everybody. Bye.
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 Thank you.
Bye, everyone.